Here he has a very, very brief comment where he just attacks the Balei Tosos. He attacks that position. But the very lengthy version of the discussion of Chatir Anasas, Tavela, and Efshel Sechto Aser is found on Daf Kuf Chesed at the end of the Masechta, and in this very nice, handy-dandy version of the Ramban, they actually print the material from the Sofa Masechta right after the Sugya and Kuf Ches. So the Ramban is a little easier to read there, but on this particular point, he's not any clearer. Okay. So let's start with the beginning of the Ramban. So just to remind you, Rabbeinu Ephraim is not really on the Ramban's radar screen for whatever reason, but Rabbeinu Tam is. Rabbeinu Tam claimed that even though an Isser Mashahu was Oser Min Bemino, it does not make the thing into Nevela unless it is no Sein Tam. Okay? I complained about this. We fought about this for a while in Shir. Someone did say a good Svara later to me. Donnie, what was your Svara? I know Ari told it to me. What you had a Hesber on this. You remember? I know what it was. You remember what it is? Oh, okay. I think it was, you explained, I thought it was Bishmo. I'm not sure it works, but it's something to throw in there, that there's a general principle that you don't say, even if you say Hanan, you don't say that the Isser, the question that the Balei Tosos asked is, if you say Hanan and the Klipa, and something Asers could they Klipa, how do you have something that only Asers could they Klipa? Right? Because after all, the Klipa that's Asr should now Asr the Klipa next to it, which should Asr the Klipa next to it, which should Asr the Klipa next to it, and then everything's Asr. So the answer that's given is that even if when you say Hanan, we assume that the Isser, the original Isser, cannot Asr anything where the original Isser could not have gone or on its own. And therefore, since the original Isser could not penetrate more than a Klipa, even though the entire Klipa is Nasis Nevela, that does not Asr anything further, you know, since it's touching the other thing. Because since the original Isser couldn't go there, the Klipa doesn't go there either. And therefore, I thought what was suggested here was that since the original Isser could have flavored anything in the pot, but the Isser as it stands now, the Isser Mashahu, that Asr'd one Chaticha itself could not actually go anywhere else, you could never taste it, you could never discern it, it has no possibility of being no Sein Tam. Therefore, you don't say Hanan in order to Asr other things. So even though the Chaticha itself becomes Asura, because it's only a Mashahu, that Mashahu, the Chaticha cannot Asr anything that the Mashahu could not get to. Okay. And the only way the Mashahu and the Chaticha could get to anything else would be if you did what? If you cooked it together. Okay. But that won't solve the problem then, because you do cook it together. Go to your case by a klipa. Donnie, did you say this? Or he just made this up.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought it was.
I remember saying it.
Okay, fine. You notice. He's like, you know, you're like, he's probably me. I don't know. If it asks a klipa, right? We say that. Why does the klipa ask anything else? Because the original Isser couldn't go any farther. But if you were to take that klipa off, you now cook this. It would answer.
Right, but except that if it only answered it, but with a mashu, and then you were, and then you took it out, and that second piece that we're talking about now can't answer anything else because the mashu can't travel.
Yeah, but I'm telling you is that's not true by Kadei Klipa. A regular case of Kadei Klipa. If you could now to cook it, right? The reason there Klipa doesn't go to Klipa is because it's not Bishul. Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, let's read the Mochamos. Okay? So the Ramban says, who is we going to read? Donnie, you okay to read? Okay. Amar HaKosev.
Amar HaKosev. Anilo Basi Mide Hamida Hazot. Yishehem Dvarim Kortim Ba'avir.
Okay, that was my complaint, right? This Svara of Rabbeinu Tam to be Mechalik between an Isser Mashahu and an Isser of No Sein Tam doesn't make any sense. Why exactly the Chiluk? One of the things you may notice, by the way, at the Ramban, just a comment around the Ramban's style. I'm not going to say who, some of you may know who, but there's currently a Rebbe who's a Ram in one of the major Israeli yeshivas who was a classmate of mine, and we were a night seder, one time we had a night seder chavrus in Ramban, and 2 weeks into the Zman I dumped him because I was tired of explaining all the allusions in the Ramban every time he used language of, you know, verses. And the Ramban writes that way, especially in his Perashan Chumash, where he just throws in all these idioms that you have to be familiar, in that case, with all of Tanakh, or sometimes with Chazal. So I told him to go learn Tanakh, and then we could come to Ramban together. So we never actually got to that point, but we're still on good terms.
Where is this from?
It's Dvarma Parchim Biavir. Chagiga. There are a lot of expressions in there. It's, sometimes it's going to confuse you. There's another one later that called the Kadin Gvar. That's what I'm called, Alam Gvar. So some of them you have to, in other words, he's going to use funny language, and if you don't recognize the allusions, you're going to be a little bit confused. Parchim Ba'avir, you know what it means anyway, but that comes from the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Chagiga, the various kinds of halachas.
That's not from Tanakh.
No, it's either Tanakh or Chazal. Yeah, so you have to know everything, right? That's one of the minor problems. So he says that they're Parchim Ba'avir. What's the basis of this chiluk? Ella. Right, so what's the case there? You have a situation where Yayin Nesech falls into the bor, and it's not Nosein Tam, but it's Oser Mimimimimimimashahu, and then a Kiton Mayim falls in at the end, and it's Oser. The Afalpi. Okay, now stop for a second. Now, here the Ramban makes an assumption, and this goes to the heart of Avi. I don't know if Avi, he did ask the question in Shir yesterday. The Ramban draws on that Sugyan Avodah Zarah, which, at least according to one man, the Amar, even if the Yayin Nesach first falls into the bar, and then the water falls in subsequently, so we don't say that now that the water's fallen in, that the Tipa of Yayin Nesach is Batel in the Mayim. Rather, we say that all the yayin is aser, and in order for the mayim to be mevatel, you need shishim, and the mayim can get all of the wine. Now, how was that wine asered? How was the yayin shebebar asered? Through mashahu. And yet you see that you say chaticha nasas nevela. Now, we're going to leave this. This sugya is going to come up over and over again within this Ramban. The Ramban, when he's marach at the end of the Masechta, really, he has a comment there at the end where he notes he does wonder why that sugya never quoted chaticha nasas nevela. Why the two sugyas seem to be unaware of each other, and he does seem to think that it might be that that whole sugya is not at all chanan, it's nothing to do with it. That will come up even a little bit within the Mechamos. But right now, at this point within the Mechamos, he's assuming that the two sugyas are comparable, that if you don't say chaticha nasas nevela, then there's no way that the yayin nesech, that the yayin in the bar is all going to become usher, so that the mayim falling in afterwards doesn't help you. That may not be true lamaskana, but right now he's assuming that it's haba hataya, that it's the exact same issue being debated. But but as you will see, it's a questionable point. Chaim?
Just for reference, where is this sugya?
Avodah Zarah? I should hit you for asking the question, because it's the same Gemara that Tosfos quoted, so all you need to do is look in Tosfos. Sandaf Ayin Gimel. Okay? So it's the same exact same sugya. Okay, so what is the... So now he continues. So what does this line mean? It's possible that even the one that Manda Amar, who's Matir there, would be Moda by Davar Nivlo Bachaticha. It's a misleading expression, actually, that the Ramban uses. I don't know why he uses it. What does he mean by that? So the Ramban is going to make, I think he makes, at this point, it's blurred in my mind what he says where. I don't know if maybe he doesn't say this out explicitly here. I don't remember anymore if he only says that. What's that? Even by Davar Lach, yes. I don't know if the Ramban says that Beferish in Lachamos or in Chidushim. But the Ramban thinks that the solution to most of the problems is that you only say the Chaticha Nasas Tevela by Davar Hanivla. Because by a Davar Hanivla, it never comes out again. The Mamashus never comes out again. Whereas by a Davar Hanivlal, the two things are mixed together, but they're fundamentally both there, just mixed together. It's not that one really flavors the other. Jonathan, question?
Yeah, I just wondering, the Ramban here, in the Chidushim, he says, make your husband the Davar Hanivlal.
Right. That's why I said the language is very misleading. Right, this is Davar Hanivlal Bachaticha. Oh, you know what? Can someone answer the question? I know what the answer is. Who's got a fancy edition? I bet you there's a Tao Sofer here. There's an easy one. Davar? Hanivla b'chaticha. That's probably what happened. That would be my first guess. Alec?
I
I mean, we got to the same maskana, but by punctuating it differently.
Oh, no.
That's
correct. I don't. What's that? There you go. Okay, that's the answer. Now, by the way, let me warn you. Does this have punctuation?
No.
Good. Don't pay any attention to the punctuation in the fancy editions, because it's often wrong. And I, those of you, each time you remember from Bava Kamma, from 2 years ago, there was a very important Ramban where the punctuation simply destroyed all its meaning and would have confused you completely. So there is no punctuation, at least in these, and that's good. In the Oz V'Hadars that printed separately, they printed with the punctuation because there was a separate sefer, and you should never use it. You really shouldn't use it because it will confuse you. Even though you know not to look at the punctuation, it's still going to confuse you. So find an edition that doesn't have punctuation, unless you know that the person who did it is a Bucky and a Nemon and would never put an error in there. But it was serious, wow. Some serious problems. So anyway, so that's even better. Hasa medavar nivlo, but b'chaticha moda. Okay, Shmua zo.
Shmua zo, kafi misparajas, makshin on rav, kiman avar l'shmai dek Rabbi Yehuda, lama li no same time b'chaticha, b'chaticha atzo nazis nivel b'oseres, mishona atzo kator es kulam yivnesh en yivah.
Okay, so that's the straightforward explanation.
I have a question about the structure of Mokamos.
Yeah.
What
is
Amar Kosev? What
do
these words mean?
No, Amar Kosev is just the way he introduces his. I don't know if they put that in. In other words, in the Ravid, right? The whatever it is, Avram Amar. So is put in to quote him. You know, I don't know if it's a rhetorical device and it's the Ramban writing it, or it probably is.
And Ushmuazo, I mean, is a strange wording. Like
no. Shmuazo means the sugya, means this.
Oh, you mean the sugya, not the shita.
I mean, it's the maimer of Rav. But Shmuel generally refers to.
Shmuel of Rav, okay, fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Hari Rabbi, im Masar Yishona Shandavela, Esachatifos, Koshikin Joseras, Eskula Mithneshi Amina. Hela Rav, Rebuto Kamashalan, Jafu, Napla Shandavela, Mikadera, the Asra Khatiha Achas, the Sulka.
Right, so he teaches you the chinish of Hanan. Umay. This is the important line, or one of the important lines. What does it mean? That was the statement that tripped up Rabbeinu Tam and forced him to give the explanation he did, distinguishing between Nosein Tam versus Mashahu. So the Ramban says, now, what is my Kevan Shenasan Chaticha? So in other words, it doesn't have to be no same time. As soon as it's oseret, however, it's oseret, it's oseper mashu. So why does he use the term no same time then? So he says, Ela kevan. Okay, that's why the Gemara uses that term, because that's naturally what would happen if left there. But it doesn't have to be. But who I'm sorry. Mishum hachi nakarai lishna. Okay. The Rava. Right. If you stir it immediately, then all the rotev and the kippa only needs to be mevatel the one chaticha viser that fell in. Okay. Right, if the mayim fell in first and then the yayin falls in, then that would be fine. Ella.
Ella, kevan shenafla samach chaticha achas, the lo near me tila ad shenasan tam mizu. V'huadin v'lo no sein tam gomor kidushis.
Right, even if it's not no sein tam.
Kevan shebala mibena nasis zo nebela do seres eskula mivnesha emida. The havele kenafla yayin esad baso kidushis.
Okay, so kachane. So he basically says, Rava, he explains, like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam would, but Abaye is la dafka no sein tam. It means if it asserted. That's just normally what happens in that case. Okay, and then you don't have to come up with this very ethereal distinction between no sein asserted because of no sein tam versus asserted because of kol shehu. Okay, and so he just concludes this part. Kach nira li. V'yesh lo alma sheyismoch, I think is also a reference to that same Mishnah. You know, heter nedarim, I think of parchim ba'avir, and something else is yesh alma sheyismoch or something like that. So that's what he begins and ends with that expression. Okay, so that's the first part of the Ramban. That's the very straightforward part. Alec and then Chaim.
It might be a stupid question, but it's more on the sugya. Why is it that even Bidas Rav, who's just compelled to say that the Kedera is the Mutter? Rav never says that the Kedera is Mutter. So why?
He only says it within Rava.
What?
Ravas, because Rava believed that when the Rava believed that when you had Min Umino and Min fell in, that Min Sheino Mino and Min Shalisu fell into that, Rava felt that you do say Rowan is Mino Ki Ilueno. It's not Mukhach and Rava. I'm pretty convinced Abaye disagrees. Abaye thinks that Min Aser is Mino. I have little to doubt about that.
But then why would Abaye? So Abaye is really.
Abaye is giving has to give a different answer. He can't use Rava's answer.
Well, the Rava might say it depending on the order. But if I cut him a silko, then why does he have to say this? Does he teach? He's teaching it on the heels of Rav. It's almost like he's trying to say, no, Rav really holds that it's mutter, but that either because of Rowan or because of cut him a silko. Why are we teaching these two?
No, he's saying Rav needed two chatichos because otherwise we would have said Rowan. That's why.
Rav needs two
chatichos? Yes, the Kal Kasha, the Gemara.
This is Rava.
That is Rava.
Right, what is Abaye teaching this Bidas Rav, or is he teaching this on Halacha?
Abaye is explaining why Rav chose two chatichos. It was to be mechadish for you, Chanan. You might not have realized that if one chaticha asters the next chaticha, and then you pull the first chaticha, the real Isser out, you might have thought it doesn't aster the rest of the pot, and then Mino.
But could we have that even without the lush of the Kadam Silko? If we just had the
Maimor
of Rav...
Because if you don't have Kadam Silko, maybe the reason why the rest of the pot is aster is because the chaticha shalom ve'la mamish. You just go back and reread the Gemara.
So the Kedera Bidas Abaye is aster.
It's aster. Rav said it's aster. Abaye and Rava are just trying to explain why Rav had to give the case the way he did to declare it aster. He could have declared it aster straightforward. Chaim?
When Abaye asked the question in the Gemara about why Ma'iria the Tama, according to the Ramban, is that just asking why is it that you needed another piece to fall on? Like what is
Abaye? Yes, it's the same question the way Rashi, and it's that question everybody understands the same way, I think, which is why does Rav have a second chaticha here to ask the rest of the pot? The first chaticha could have done it itself.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then I think the question is the same for everybody. Okay. Now, the trickier part. Firstly, what does the Rif have to say about our sugya?
Nothing.
No. He has one line. He has a one-liner here. What is his one-liner? Dara Shiraba Barahuna Chatichas Nevelo Chatichas Dal Tamech. There's probably a line missing. Adjetitain. Tam berotev uvakipa uvachatichos. That's all the riff says. Now, how do you know that? Somebody has stuff in parentheses in the riff. Well, obviously somebody stuck that in, or somebody took it out. More likely, somebody put it in there. Somebody wanted to take it out. Why would you? How do you know that the riff doesn't have that?
The Olive Oil says it's not there.
Because the Ramban says he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's possible, of course, that Ramban didn't have in his riff, but it was there. I don't know exactly how you would. My assumption is the riff didn't say it, but I guess I can't really, prove that.
Baltimore also says that.
Further evidence, but still the same type of evidence. The one place you might look to see is the first printing of the riff. I don't know anything about Kisvayad of the riff. The first printing of the riff was at the same time as, I believe, the first printing of the Tosefta. And I don't remember. I think it's in the early 16th century. It exists on microfilm, at least. And you can actually check whether or not the riff had these things there. Unfortunately, I happen by chance to have it on Seder Nezikin because of things in Nezikin that were relevant to me. But I don't think it has the riff on. I could check. I don't think it has the riff on Chulin. On that particular thing, but if somebody wanted to really find out, you could check it out. But let's assume for the moment the fact is correct, the Rif did not have it. Now, what about one other note? What is the Rif's? Can someone answer his question without being the Ramban, Chaim?
Because we don't hold like the
Ramban. Because we don't hold like it. So then the question is, why don't we either that? And that's then the question. Then the question is, why don't we hold like it? Now, why don't we hold like it? Remember, Rav has two considerations in the sugya. One is Mimbamino is not Batel, and two is the Chatichan Asis Nevela. It's possible that the Rif could have omitted it, even if theoretically it were relevant, because the din is incorrect, either because he doesn't hold to one of those two assumptions. I'm not saying that Pachinam, because the Ramban is going to entertain that issue at the end. What about the Sugya in Avodah Zarah, that beautiful long Sugya, that long Daf Ayin Gimel, which you will be eventually tortured with, that deals with the Yayin Nesach and the Yayin Shebebar and the Kitom Shemayim? What does the Rif have to say on that Sugya? How does he paskin? He has nothing to say on that sugya. What does that mean for his psak halacha? I don't know. The Ramban makes an assumption at the end, which I'm not sure he really wants to make. It's really not entirely clear what the Rif held there. Now, the truth is, the simplest explanation for it all could be that if you hold that the Rif held Mendemino is batel, which in fact the Rif does hold. Although I don't know where we have this. Some place he writes Beferish Mimino is not Batel. And I know the Ran of Avodah Zarah mentions that he was Mitzav, his Talmidim said he was Mitzav them to change his text because he changed his mind. We don't pass like Rav and Shmuel, we pass him like Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, that Mimino is Batel. And if you assume that the Rif holds that Hanan, you don't say Hanan, and that you don't even say Hanan by Basar B'Chalav, and as a result, and on the assumption you can say Rowan, because the only reason maybe you really wouldn't say Rowan is because of Hanan in some way, then the Rif should omit all those Gemaras. It's a nice thesis. Well, we'll see what happens. But the answer to the question is the Rif doesn't quote it because the Rif holds it's wrong for some reason. I mean, wrong means not lahalacha. The question is why. Okay, but you need to first know that what the backdrop is. The Rif says nothing basically on any of these things except for Rabbi Bar Huna. You notice in the side it says the Gemara Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. What do we say? The Kisfeyat Ol HaBar Bar Chana, right? Yeah. Okay. Fine. So now the Ramban writes. Atan Edak Nachzor. Okay, Dani.
Atan Nachzor Ledak Dek Vidire Rabbein Zal. Lama Hishmita. Shehare Anim Tzrichen Ledibre Rab. Lomo Din HaTapicha Atan Masas Nivela. Laha Tzrichan Shir Kedei Levatel
Eshteyem. You have Ledibre Rab? Because the original has the Divrei Rav. It could be either one. It is Rabba's Ukimta within Rav. Okay. Fine. So the question is, why does the Rif omit it? Do we not need, don't we need to know Divrei Rava? Even if you reject Rav, I think the premise of the question, even if you reject Rav Amin Bimino, don't we need to know Hanan? That much we need to know. The Ode... What does he mean by that line? You're the first line of defense, Danny. You don't have to be the only line of defense, but...
Yeah. I think that the fact that he writes what Rav Bar Chana said in the Gemara, that he used all the pieces, and Kanashi didn't use even that piece.
Excellent. I mean, which means, what is he saying? Excellent. Exactly what the Ramban means. If you weren't sure, you realize from the teretz that he finally gives what he was fighting against, right? He wants to say, why doesn't the Rif quote the Gemara, even if it's not Lamaisa, because Amin Bimino is Batel, still the principle of Hanan is relevant. So each question is building towards that. Okay, the Alma Loma Ninan Chaticha Atzma B'Shiurin of Isser, rather, you count all the Chatichos. He doesn't distinguish. All the chatichos are counted to be mevatel the one chaticha v'iser. The Shema. Okay. Which is another way of saying, ein chaticha nasis nevela. You notice right now the Ramban for sure is very comfortable assuming that they are hainuach. There's no difference between efshal esochto aser and chaticha nasis nevela. Okay? For now. The afal gav.
Avagam de Rav Rav Yochanan de Hade Shmuel de Rish Lakish Halachot Vasayhu.
Right. Rav against Shmuel. Of what? How do you know that they win this machlokes? So firstly, Rav Rav Yochanan Halachot Rav Yochanan. Shmuel Rav Yochanan Halachot Rav Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel, who do we paskin like? Kirabi Smura and Kishmuel Bedine, and this is clearly Isurei, so therefore you should paskin like Rav against Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how do we paskin? Almost always like Rabbi Yochanan. There, I think in Yevamos they say that there are three cases in which we paskin like Reish Lakish. That's Dach within Yevamos, but it's reflective of a general trend. Three cases in the Misach Tinomos that we paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, but otherwise always like Rabbi Yochanan, and generally throughout Shas, but Derech Klal we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So by the normal rules, if this were a 2-on-2, you know, half-court game, so Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would win. However, Ha'ika... What does that line mean? Oh, that's nice. Oh, because after all, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav weren't so smart. Rabbi Shimon! Rabbi Shimon, he's smart, yes? Yes, Rebbe on his deathbed says that Gamliel will be the Nasi and Shimon will be the Chacham. That's the reference, okay? The Ramban just assumed you knew Shas. Okay. You learn all the Shas Bekias first. This is Ligmar V'Hadar Lizbar. Right? First you just got to know all the Shas, and then you'll understand all the illusions. So since he was the Chacham, meaning he was a Nasi, not Nasi, but he was a high position in terms of Torah, Im Shmuel V'Resh Lakish, Since he holds like them, the Ikanami. Right now we're Gemara. The Rebbe. And since they're only paskening like Yechidai, because in the Braisa later on Kofches it's the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda, and only Rebbe serves as support. The Kaimalan. Of course, you can ask the question, if it's Rebbe plus Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim, is that, you know, how does that stack up? But he assumes, since Halacha Karebi only Mechavei Rav v'lo Mechavei Rav, the only one who's Halacha Afila Mechavei Rav is Rabbi Yosei Bar Chalafta, but both Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva is only Halacha Kamosam Mechavei Rav v'lo Mechavei Rav. What?
Because Nimuk Oimo.
Rabbi Yosei, because Nimuk Oimo. It's the Gemara Erev and Daf Hatim Mem Zayin. Ve'od, on top of that, Nirin Itmar, Velo Amar. Okay. Fine. The Eshar, that's a very weak Bechia. Because when Rebbe said Nirin, what he was really was paskinning for himself. As he was saying, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. I mean, okay. Ramban says he only said Nirin. He thought that's the way it should be. Maybe not for sure.
Yeah, but that means that Rebbe doesn't have someone else on his side. He's not paskinning Rebbe Yehuda. He's just saying, in such and such a case, we follow the paradigm. No.
But it means if Rebbe in fact did say that he thought Rabbi Yehuda was correct in that case, then it is Rebbe with Rebbe Yehuda.
But
you want to tie it because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with him across the board?
By definition,
he only disagree whether you make a Gzeirat Rabbanan, you know, Shemelo Yinar Yafa Yafa. So that's really conceptually trivial in terms of the substance of the issue, whether or not Hanan that he definitely. Agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, right? If it's a one-on-one, then Rebbe will win. If it's a one against the Rabbim, then Rebbe loses.
So the Rabbim here are
the Chachamim in that Braisa. It's Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim. Okay. The Efshar. Okay, and what is that a reference to? Although it's not clear what the Mishnah means, the first Mishnah of Darim, Rabbi Akiva haya chochech bezeh lahachmir. Okay, first Mishnah of Darim about a certain lashon. So,
we have that every day also.
Yeah, you have occasionally you'll see them use the word chochech. Okay, so we're reluctant to be makel and nisurin, or we struggle to do so. The yeshomrim. Okay. Now, firstly, mea culpa. He's about to quote the Mishnah in Temura. And since obviously nobody else in the shiur looked at it either, it is a Mishnah in Temura and it's a Mishnah in Truma. So there's a poetic justice here. Okay, it is a Mishnah and Tumah Daki Beis Amid Aleph. Okay, number one. Number two. The Rambat. What?
The Mishnah is quoted by.
It's in Trumos and in Tumura.
Yeah.
Okay. So but the Ramban keeps quoting it from Tumura.
Why is it in both places?
Because the editors thought it to be relevant in both. I know why it's in Trumos. What's the link to Tumura? I suspect. I don't remember. You have to look and see what's its relevant. I'm sure it's relevant there, either because the Tumura is not Osa Tumura.
Okay, but Tumura is not Adiot.
So what? You have if you have a din in the Mishnah that's relevant in two cases, it is often found in both Masechtas. It happens. It's not unique to Adios. It's a topic I personally didn't study because to collect the data would have been a very good thing for me spiritually, but it required so much time to learn Mishnayos repeated times through so that every time there was a duplication, one could identify it. There was another way to do it. I could have pulled out my programming skills, but it would have been, I just didn't want to. Maybe I should have done that in retrospect, but to figure out, to use algorithms to compare to see where you have, you could, that's the other way to do it. You know, pull ADS out of the mix and then take the rest of Shas and see where when you get, you know, again, that's of course assuming you don't have minor variations
on the words.
And that already requires more complicated algorithms that, you know, would have required far much, too much labor. So anyway, so that's a side point. Just, that was my mistake yesterday. Now, the Ramban has just cited the sheet of the Ravid. He's going to go on to explain it, but I want to, for the moment, isolate what he just said, and I want to talk about it just in the context of our Gemara, and why this is such a meaningful line, and even though none of the Rishonim say it, it's an incredibly valuable statement because it explains something that bothered us all along. So what does the Ravid say in that line? And you read the line, if you just read it slowly, it's very simple. What does he say? What has he just said? The first thing the Ramban said, what's that? You can just translate it, or you don't have to literally translate it. What did the Ravid say? The Ramban, right, he hasn't yet quoted the Ravid. He will attribute this to him, I think, later. What does he say? Okay. That means if you don't hold that Mindamino is Osir B'mashahu, you don't say Hanan, period. Now that explains what? What does the Ramban say the Ravid is using that to explain, Yehuda? Okay, you're lucky that I'm not a violent person and throw this at you, okay? That's excellent what you just said, and this is the point that everybody's going to miss, but that's not why the Ramban quotes it. What you said is pile ploim, okay? But that's not why the Ramban quotes it. Why does the Ramban... I don't know what the Ravid actually says. I only know where the Ramban quotes him. What is the Ravid coming to explain here? Why the riff omits it. And as once you say the riff holds, okay. Now, what I think, and it's a great pedagogical what's my word that I've stopped using, but study of knowledge.
Epistemological
point about how we think and how we learn. The reason why no one is going to realize the point that you made usually is because we stop reading the Rishonim as a parish on the Gemara and we read the Rishonim in their own right. But what you said is absolutely 100% correct, which is, Even and I'm not sure the Ravid was saying that for that purpose. I'm not sure why, but this would explain why the Gemara only brings them together. Why does Rav? We were troubled by that's nice. Rav wants to teach us a lesson about Hanan. So we, but what does he mention Hanan here? Just say Mimimino is not Batel. That's why I disagree with you, Rabbi Bar Chana. Instead, Rav drags in Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and so we had to give Kvetch explanations. Well, because in some cases you'd have a Hanan, and he wanted to show you that he argues. In other words, he would argue with Rabbi Bar Chana in the case where one chaticha fell on a chaticha or something like that. So, but there's a simpler answer as to why Rav mentions both in the same breath. Because it's Haba Hatalia. Now, you could still ask why bother with Chanan, but the fact is for Rav, once you assume that Mimino is Asr and Chaticha Nasis Nevela come together, and you can only say Chanan if you hold Mimino is Asr, so I understand why every time Rav is quoted saying one, he's quoted saying the other. In effect, the Ravid's comment to explain the Rif's omission in a sense means, what does it really mean? It does come back to the Gemara. It means that the reason why the Rif omitted the Sugya is because since he was rejecting Min Bimino, because that he doesn't Paskin like, he also rejects Hanan. Why? Because the assumption, the fact that Rav quotes them together means it's Haba Hatalia. Okay, that part I didn't say yesterday. So what you said is 100% correct. The Ravid, intentionally or not intentionally, or directly or is around it that way, in effect becomes a parish on the Gemara. Why does Rav put the two together? The answer is because they're Haba Hatalia. Now, we haven't explained yet why Habahatalia, and everything you know until now, you're probably going to scratch your head until you read on in the Mechamos. But forgetting about what the Hesber behind that is, which, again, we'll deal with in a second, it becomes a wonderful parish on the Gemara. Why does Rav put the two together? The answer is, so, you know, we have forced the Kvetch and say, because of Kufches he puts them together. And there might be better, Kufches he needs to put them together. But it may be more than that. It may be intrinsically they belong together. Okay, Alex.
So then, these Rebbe Yehuda and Menachos is the would be the makar for Hanan?
No, the makar for Hanan is Rebbe Yehuda, as understood by the Sugya and Daf Kufches. Because
the
Mishnah.
Not the Mishnah Kufches.
No, not he's not in the Mishnah Kufches. Correct. So continue, Dani. It's in the Brayson Kufches. Now, what's the? Why is it that? Why are the two linked? Go ahead. Okay. Now, Teda. So let's explain. What he sort of now said it in a very tiny line. What has he said? Explain.
Since the heter itself isn't right to be vadel, the other heter, even when you have other things with it, you're not going to say salik. It's going to go with.
Well, even if you were to say salik, even in a case where you would say salik, the min is not mitzdarif with the she'en omino to be mevatel the iser. At best, it stands aside. So in such a case, because mino is never ra'oi litzdarif levatel es ha'iser, it joins together, now that they got mixed together first alone, min mino, it becomes part and parcel of the min shel iser that fell in. But that's obviously true. Oh, now once you isolate that, without having to read the rest, you can see where he's going. That's if you hold min mimino is not batel. If you hold that min mimino is batel, why don't you say Hanan? In a case where min, let's say for the moment, min fell into mino, and it wasn't enough to be mevatelit. So why don't you say Hanan? What's that? In effect, chaser of an error. In other words, that it's not that. The mino isn't roi levatel the iser that fell in. It's just there's not enough of it. But later, if you would have some more fallen, let's say, and it doesn't matter whether it's mino or ain't mino, but if you were to have more fallen, it should theoretically be able to be mitzdarif, right? Because it's not that min b'mino is not batel. It's just in this case there wasn't enough to be mevatel. So to use that lashon later, it will be chasr v'neora. And remember, if when initially the min fell in, if you hold min b'mino is batel, and one kezayis of min falls into 30 kezayis of amino and 30 kezayis of she'en amino, what's the din right then and there? It's batel, because even min b'mino is batel, if you say min b'mino is batel. So you see that the min is really right to the levatel mino, it's just there's not enough of it. So in this case, because theoretically, you know, later, if you didn't say chanan, if you were to add something later, you would be able to be mevatelit, and this would be misayeya for the bittel. Therefore, even now, while it's not able to be mevatel the iser, it's not that it becomes part of the iser. But if you hold min demino is never batel, then when the min falls in right now, even though she'en omino would fall in later, the min right now is not going to be misayeya to the she'en omin to be mevatel the iser. It's at best it can stand to the side. And since it never has the capacity to be mevatel later, it's never roi letzaref even for the bittel, therefore it becomes part and parcel of the iser right now. Because since it never stands in opposition to what's there, in effect it becomes part of it. It's almost a little like that rhyme on Dabar Shishon Lathiyon in a funny way. Okay, so now read the words of the Ramban. So let me reread just what you read. You read it perfectly, but... Vatam lezeh shekeman she'en haheter roi levatel es ha'iser afilu kishem itztarif im heter acher lo aminan salik oso kimi she'eno. Now if it fell in first, you don't say salik oso elam itztarif im ha'isur shelo yibatel vafilu b'neser b'mashu kachtina kabar shamanu. Now teida
she'afilu itchila in etero
In other words, if what does it mean? Afilu betchila. What does that mean? What does afilu betchila mean?
Even if it fell in.
Even if, Danny, even if.
Even if the iser fell in before, I guess it had a chance to be there. She shouldn't get in. It's only mimino and
the pot. He's already correct. He's already mimino and min and there's only min b'sheino mino in the pot. In other words, there's already min and sheino mino of heter in the pot. Now this is borrowing from the Avodah Zarah lashon of tchila. So in other words, even if the mayim fell in tchila, which means your mayim and yayin kasher, and now the yayin nesach falls in, even in that case, the Ramban says it's not that the heter is being misayah in the bittel. It's just that you pretend it's not there, and you need the she'eno mino to do the bittel all on its own. So therefore, so even with tchila, the mino is of no use in terms of bittel, and therefore. If it falls in initially, when there's no she'eno mino, and it becomes usser, mitzad, mim mino is not batel, all of it becomes isser. Uman. And even if, by the way, even if the she'eno mino and mino are mixed together first, and then the isser falls in, if you don't hold of this concept of roin, remember, Rava's roin, Rava says salik is, roin is, Rava says salik is mino, right? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says Rowan. It's the same thing. What does Rowan mean? And Salikis Mino. It means when I have Min Vishayno Mino and Min Shel Isser falls in, magically I say that the Min Shel Isser only fell into the She'eno Mino and that can be Mavatalit. Why not distribute it equally? Why not say the Min fell partially into the Mino, partially into the She'eno Mino, and it asers all the Mino? So that's the magic of Rowan. Rowan says that we can assign it to just the She'eno Mino since that works, you know, somehow. So, but that's only if you say Rowan. If you don't say Rowan, then it doesn't even matter what order it falls into. It would make everything awesome. Okay. Hilkach. Okay. Semicolon. Therefore, if it's Nesar Tchila, everybody's Moda, you say Hanan. You don't say Rowan now that, oh, now that the water has fallen in subsequently, or now that the heter of she'eno mino has fallen subsequently, all of a sudden that magnetically draws the min of iser out of the min of heter and smemato. Nobody says that. Why? Because you say chanan.
For Rava? Even for Rava and Arsugya?
Yes. Ella. This is really the word. What word do you add? Ella or aval?
Ella.
Yeah, aval wouldn't be a better word. Ella is very confusing here. Because you could read the law mino and row and ella. Okay? Aval. In other words, he said, but if you say that mimimino is batel, if you say it's batel, then it means really that the mino is roi litzaref levatel the iser. And what's the riot to that? Ve'ilu. Okay, semi comma. So in other words, if the iser mino fell into a pot which had min ve'eno mino already, at that point, according to the man da amar min mino is batel, all the heter, including the mino, is mitzareif to make shishim. And if you stirred it immediately, so it's not in one place, all of it would be mevatel the iser. Okay, therefore af. So therefore, even though in this case it fell on something that it ostered first, just because there wasn't enough of it, when you stir it up later, once again the heter that the iser fell into that was originally nesar is going to combine and join forces with that which is still mutter to be mevatel the iser, and everything becomes mutter. We don't say called the kadim gavar. In other words, if it fell in first, now it's all aser. And then when the additional heter falls in, it's too late because chatichanas is nevela. No, because those things, since they have the capacity to be mevatel, even if by chance it's not mevatel right now because there wasn't enough, it can come back to life. Whereas if it never has the capacity to be mevatel and the iser falls in and asers it, then that becomes iser itself. Let him continue. Just one second. I forget where this is from. It's not one of his expressions. Softina ketchilastina. In other words, if it no matter when the enough heter gets there, it has the same din. She'ilu mitchila.
She'ilu mitchila hayu sham hayu mivali meser hiser berov. The kevan the lo tushin neimar salik is mino.
You don't say because you say mino is batel. So ad aminan.
Aminan other ava matzamin heter b'neir. She'haya rali tsarif who bein mitchila bein mitzov.
I'm not sure what those two words mean, actually. It sounds like of a miuto, it probably means what I said earlier, which is it simply didn't have enough. Not that it didn't have the general potential of being mevatel, it just wasn't enough originally. That mine has been miut nesar. I like of a miuto nesar better. Okay. The cheban. Right. Once the additional heter falls in, of whatever variety, because mim mimino is batel, it now reawakens its potential. Its potential to be mevatel reawakens, and it joins in the bittel party. And that, go ahead. Okay, and then, so this whole svara, v'hainu.
V'hainu sabre de ravavar rafuna de darish ache titen tamburote v'kivo v'chatichos v'lomisei echatifa atzma v'iser v'iser tamshala kevan
v'spirit. So well, according to Rav Barachana, assuming he was dealing with a case even where the iser fell on one chaticha first, why does he hold it's not aser? Kevan. Okay, now we can put a little period in here just for a moment, take a breather. So that is what, this is the Ravid Svara. It's really very, very sharp. Right? The notion that Hanan is tied to saying min bimino. In other words, the only time you say that something is nasis iser, when it in effect doesn't have the capacity to act as heter. Why doesn't it have the capacity to act as heter? Because min is never mevatel mino. But if you deal, but if you hold that min bimino is batel, or I presume, although I don't think the Ramban the Ramban does assume this, because about the next question assumes this. If you have a case of min b'shein omino, the Ramban would say you never say Hanan. You don't say Hanan, which means, by the way, it goes back to a point we made in Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is which case of Rabba Bar Hana was Rav arguing on? Only on Chatichas Nevela. Because you don't say Hanan. We said that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, he's not arguing on the dog case because you don't say Hanan by Shari Surim. And the Ramban would say he's not, or the Ravid would say he's not arguing on the dog case because you don't say Hanan by Mimishay Nomino. So either way, for either of them, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say the Machlokas is only on Chaticha Shel Nevela. Jason.
That's number three that you went through yesterday in Shira, in regards to what the order in which the
There were three shitas. One was that no matter what order it falls in, it's batel.
Right.
And then the second one is only if the mayim falls in before, and then the ayin ishalisser. The third shita.
That's
Rowan. That's Rowan in its class in the normal sense.
And then
the third shita said that even that is aser. Well, even that sheet, the third sheet, I forget whose sheet does, he quotes it at the end, says that you don't say Rowan, and it only...
It's the Mayim and the Nesach first, and then the Shalheter.
And the Yayin Nesach has already bought out and disappeared in the Mayim, and now when you mix that into Yayin, that's okay.
I just got confused from what you said, and the only reason why we have to do the Mayim and the Nesach first is because the Mayim was not enough to make...
No, it is. The whole point is that the mayim is enough in the mayim on its own to be. It has to be mevatel the ayin nesach.
So then, what is the shel heter doing here? And I didn't get what the ravid was saying.
The ravid is saying that if you hold min bimino, the ravid's not talking about that case at all. I mean, you could apply it to that case, but he's not connected to that case. The ravid is just saying that you don't say you if something. Has the potential to be mevatel, it's not nasis nevela. So if you hold that min bimino is batel, so but min happens to fall into mino where there's not enough to be mevatel it, so it doesn't make it into nevela. It just means you can't eat it right now. But if you were to add heter of any variety, It would eventually be mitzarif in order to be mevatel.
So according to that number one.
No, but that Gemara is a case that everybody in that Gemara holds that mimimino is aser because it's yenesach. So there's that Gemara's, that's a point to remember. It's a good that you brought this up. The Gemara, no matter what you hold on mimimino, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is a case where mimimino is oser b'mashahu because it's yenesach. Right? That's the one case that everybody agrees because the Mishnah is b'feirish and nobody disagrees on that. Even Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Amod Debay yenesach and teva. Okay. Now continue, but now the Ramban has a problem, because if the Ravid is correct that you don't say Hanan by Mim B'Sheino Mino, well, you all know, you can read the handwriting on the wall, what's the original marker that everybody thinks that Hanan applies to? Basar B'Chalav. And Basar B'Chalav, after all, is Mim B'Sheino Mino. Jonathan?
Is this actually the Ravid Mino Sevino?
Yes, and then you have to see Rowan as this really, really magical concept. Yes. Yeah. What's that? Well, the question is, in other words, I'm beginning to think maybe my approach was the wrong approach to explaining Rava. In other words, the problem is Rava doesn't use the term Rowan, but assuming he means the same thing, you know, the Chiddush in Rava, I explain Rava as being that min is not oser mino, and if you have what to be mevatel, that's fine. But perhaps you say no, that really min is oser mino. It's just that there's this magical principle that when you have min b'sheino mino of heta mixed together and the min falls in, somehow it's attracted to sheino mino. You could give some type of a svara from, I don't know, I'm not sure what the svara would be, but you have to think about it. But you're correct. It does sound more in that direction. It's a good ha'ara. Okay, go ahead. So now the problem. Okay, so he doesn't really explain. He doesn't spell it out fully. He doesn't explain the question, but he's answering a question. The question is, what do you do with basar b'chalav? So he says, and what he's saying in the shorthand, and I think he probably says this longer in the chidushim, is that by basar b'chalav, the basar becomes a new iser. That's the chid. I mean, that's been at great length. It's heter that falls into heter, and now they both become iser. So one, in that case, the fact that basar b'chalav is aser, it's not that the basar is aser now, atu the tam chalav. The basar is aser because it was nesar. And therefore, there's really an iser chadash here. And that's a unique din by basar b'chalav, and that's why only by basar b'chalav can you say it by mim b'she'eno mino. Once it's nesar, it's not that the basar is aser because the tam chalav. The basar is aser because it's basar aser. And the chalav is aser because it's chalav aser. And if you eat kachatzi zayis of chalav and kachatzi zayis of basar, you get malchus for it, right? That's a shir shalin. It's showing you the kiss. Okay, now we know what the extra credit will be. Yes, Alec.
For psak halacha then there's no everybody, we have a machlokes about by shor asur, but by bas b'chalav everybody's moda. How come there's no discussion about psak halacha? Of mito mino, like of that chatiha muteris with nevela.
Well, because we pass on that mimimino is batel.
Everybody except Rashi.
Yeah. Okay. But there's still a question in line. Mikomakom. I thought you were going to ask the next question. I mean, the fi hadas.
Sarah Chaya Rabbeinu lifto min chatiha atzer asis nevela inyan batzer b'cholav bo mashit tricha kura lishar.
Stop. So the obvious question is, okay, so you said the Rif doesn't quote Chaticha Nases Nevela here because it doesn't apply except for Mimimino by all Isurim, and since the Rif paskins that Mimimino is Batel, so it doesn't apply by any of the Isurim. Theoretically it should apply by Yayin Nesach. That's a good question. Why doesn't he quote it? Why does he discuss that issue there? In other words, those things that Aser B'Mashu, but that would have been the only sugya, but certainly our sugya is irrelevant to. But Basar B'Chalav, it's going to apply even though it's Min B'Sheino Mino. Why doesn't he quote it in that context? That's a kasha, according to the Ravid. Because Basar B'Chalav, clearly, Basar B'Chalav is a case, clearly, where you say Hanan, for those who say Hanan, you say Hanan even though it's Min B'Sheino Mino. So the Ramban gave a nice hesber as to why, but at the end, the Rif should have quoted that Gemara. Now, I don't understand the next line. And reading it in the Chidushim, it does not make it any clearer to me. What I believe the Ramban is driving at in the next line is that maybe the Rif Paskins against Rabbi Yehuda later as well. In other words, those who hold of Hanan, hold of Hanan, A, by Min B'Mino, if Min B'Mino is not Batel, B, hold of it by, may also hold of it by Basar B'Chalav. And even if you don't hold it by one, you might hold it by the other. But maybe the Rif Paskins like the Chachamim of the Braisa later, that Efshel the Self does Mutter, even by Basar B'Chalav. And that could explain why he doesn't quote it. So the Ramban, that's what I think the next line is, but I don't understand what he says. Acher Mamru.
Yeah, Acher Mamru, Bishari Surin, Kandinam, Kipas Dam, Shinapal, Hatikal, Asra, Benosin Tam, Benapal, Hatikal, Dera, Osarasko, Hatikos, Mikinche, Nina, Berry Huda, Shukotavar, Nesar, Benchin Sura Meato, Benchin Sura Mapatala, Acher, Amino Motse, Motio Mikali Sura.
The last line. So what is he saying here? I have a rough idea what he's saying. Do you understand this line? I mean, you can understand that, and I'm very happy. Just. Right, in other words, what is it? In other words, Avacherim Amru, is that just completely arguing on the Raifid? And saying that no, there's no difference between Mimimino, Mimisheno, Mino? But, and you're just saying that the Rift doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda Bechalal, is that what it means? And all of a sudden he launches Acherim Amru Bishari Surim Kendinam, namely Tiplas Dam Shenafla Lachaticha Vasara Beno Seintam, which is a Mimbishen Omino, and based upon the Svara so far, the Svara of the Raibid, you wouldn't say Hanan. It's also to eat the piece of meat because you can taste the blood. But if you got rid of the blood somehow, then it would be Mutter because the blood is Roy in theory to be Batel. In other words, the meat is Roy in theory to be Mevatel the Dam. It's just not enough of it, based upon what the Raibid said. And that's why you don't say Hanan on the meat. So now the Ramban says, no, maybe you do say, that if the dam aser der chaticha b'no sein tam v'nafla chaticha l'kdeir oseres kal chaticha s'bein shein min alar b'yuda shekol davar dol davar neser b'in shi yisura me'atzma b'in shi yisura machmas davar acher ein mino motzio michlal yisuro kevan shein mino mitzdarif laheter neur imo shelo yibatel b'sheino mino. I mean, it's a very complex. I don't understand why he's saying it this way. Right? He's just saying that maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying maybe the Ravid's wrong. Maybe even when a chaticha is neseres min b'she'ena mina, still you say chaticha nasas nevela. Why? But the same sfara, but because that bas, that's not the same, because that basar is not royally batel in the other chatichos, that basar on which the tipas dam fell, therefore, it joins the Tipas Dam. I don't understand why. You see the difficulty. What's the are you?
Well, thought maybe that what he's simply saying here is he's just explaining that the Rif left it out because he didn't ask him Fanon about it.
I'm asking, and as he's I'll tell you what he's saying.
The Svara would be that he saw, meaning. The reason why that we would say Basar Chalav is different in the first place is because we would say, unlike everything else, where the Isser is coming, where there's a separate Isser that's falling onto something that's otherwise Mutter, and then that thing Assers everything else. So Basar Chalav, you have 2 minute Heter, and there's no reason, Misvara, that together they should produce Isser, but Minator they produce Isser, so that you say Chalav. But it could be that with another Svara would be that, no, there is a concept that something can be Usser Klape one thing and not Usser Klape another thing. By a neder, you can have something that's usher klape one person, but completely mutter klape something else. And for neged klape basar, chalav is usher, like chalav is usher for anything else. And so, when challah falls on into a product, into a kedira of basar, it's as if chelal is falling in. It's like isser is falling in, and it works in chanan just like dam would work.
No, but what does that have to do with min mimino? You know, he says.
So now once it osers, meaning once it osers that, once it osers the chatichas basar, the only catch is that since, meaning, what osers the rest of the pot now is that chatichas basar because you say chanan, so it's min mimino.
Yeah, but you only say, now it's circular. You say chanan because that piece of meat, the tipastam, that's the real iser, which found chaticha, is royally batal in the rest of the pot. But the chatichas basar, if it were to become asr through chanan, would not be batal in the rest of the pot, and therefore it becomes asr through chanan.
The point.
And then once you say that, so the chachamim disagree across the board with chanan. But I don't understand that first part.
The point would be that there's no svara to say that chanan would apply especially by basar b'chalav, just because basar b'chalav is a case of tumine heter as opposed to.
But there is a good reason.
No. So he would say that the svara is that since chalav kave basar is just like dam, and by dam you would say that it's right to be batal nafat. So too you would say by chalav it's right to be batal by all the chatichos. It doesn't create a new entity of basar b'chalav, like, which is the svara that we were using up until now. Yeah, you would say a kave basar. That's what chalav is. Chalav is like dam.
Yeah, but that's ignoring what happens. That's ignoring what happens once. In other words, let me frame it to you this way, and let me give you the raya. Let's say you were to take your chatichas basar, which was flavored by dam, okay, and you eat a half a kazayas of that, and you eat a half a kazayas of chatichas nevela. Do you get malchus? Of Nevela, do you get Malchus? What? Half a kazayas of each. No. It's Pachas Megashir. If you eat half a kazayas of Basar and half a kazayas of Chalav, if it's just the same thing, you get Malchus.
So you would say that that's just the way that Basar and Chalav works. There's no, I mean, the whole thing is...
Right, and there...
But that's exactly the point. The reason you would say that is because if that would be like eating a full kazayas of basar
b'chalav. I understand, but doesn't that the question is, doesn't that show you that the basar b'chalav is working in a completely different way?
No, it just the only reason that case comes out so funny like that is because there's no logical reason to say that chalav would do that to anything else. But meaning if you ate half a gazayas of dam with half a gazayas of meat, and you know the meat had absorbed that dam, so now you have a full gazayas of something, you'd also get lost.
Okay, but I understand. But that only points to the fact that the iser is the dam, not the meat.
So the reason that we look at it that way is because that's how we. I mean, I just feel like we look at basar b'chalav because we pass it that way. But
the Gemara says that the Gemara doesn't say that it's chiddush hu, and the assumption behind chiddush. Oh no, because they give two explanations, right? Rava's is different. Okay. Anyway, so the Ramban says something like that. I don't understand it fully. Why? But he's saying that perhaps really the Rif understands. Maybe not like the Rabbit. Maybe the Machlokas, maybe you say Chanan even by Mimishay Nomino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but we reject it Lagamre. And this is not because the Rip Paskin's Bim Mimino is Batel, therefore he doesn't hold of Chanan, because Chanan applies even by Mimishay Nomino. But he assumes that that Sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, and we reject it all across the board. And the only line that's clear to me is that last line, when he says that, Holodibre Chachamim Kulam Itzdarfin Levatel. Okay. I thought the Ravid actually was the first day, but okay. Maybe Ravid quotes both, I don't know. So then it means that the Rif, in fact, was Nizdaka, meaning the reason why he didn't have to write Rav was because he didn't hold like it, period, across the board, any of this. Nizdaka, Zacha. He's innocent. He's been justified. He has been acquitted. Acquitted is the term here. Mimashe Chayavnu Oso. He's been acquitted of this indictment. Okay? Ve'ena, but the Ramban says.
Ve'ena,
So what does this mean? Maybe what? Maybe what is the riff hold? You do say Hanan. Maybe by everything. Okay. And why does he not quote Rav then? Excellent, because we don't hold like Rav Ladina in this case, because Min Mimino we do hold as Batel. Therefore, he doesn't quote it at all, even though part of it is theoretically relevant. Now, he does, of course, quote, now the Rif says, the Umasha Kasav.
Umasha Kasav with the Rav Adar Rukuna, Achit Kiten Tan Barote, Mukipa, Wakatipa, Kishinir, Mukisa, Mikila, Kasval, Aksa.
Okay, so what does he mean? Now, what is he trying to explain here? Right. Now, if Rabbi Bar Chana holds that you don't say Chatech Anasas Nevela, so why does he quote him and without any comment if he really does hold? So the answer is, Rabbi Bar Chana is only talking about in a normal case when the Chaticha, whenever you fall, you add stuff it's added into a pot, you stir the pot. And therefore, Rabbi Bar Chana just would happen to be dealing with a case where it doesn't happen to be Chanan. Whereas meaning once you hold Mimimino as Batel, there's only one Chatech HaSisser here, and that gets stirred into the pot. Kishenier betchila, v'kisa metchila, ksava la'atzmo. That's the only reason he wrote it. Okay, ukvar ra'inu.
So how is he holding
he doesn't hold like Rav in this case, because assuming that it didn't go through two stages, mimimino is batel. So the chatechos are mitzdarfos to be mevatel v'chaticha. The chatechos plus rota plus kipos mitzdari. But obviously, it must be a case where you stir it immediately, and therefore there's no problem, no shail of Chanan. That's what he means in this last line. That's why he adds b'shenir b'kisa mitchila k'sav la'atzmo. That's why he wrote only this din, because this din does apply. This din applies. Ukvar ra'inu. Now this is he reads Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan like Rashi does. That's on the top of Ayin Gilam with Beis. That Chizkiya said it's only Motun Higdilu Beheter. And what does that mean? Kolomar.
Kolomar Shemayim B'Teilo V'Yayin Nesach V'Acharkach Basham Yayin Shel Heder.
In other words, Jason, that's the case he described where first the Yayin Nesach falls into Mayim. It's Batel, and now that mixture falls into the Yayin. But if it weren't for that, the Rif would have held, perhaps. The Rif holds Chanan. Why? Because he doesn't cite anything from the Gemara of the Zohar. That's a risky proposition there, the argument from silence. In other words, what kind of raya is that? The Rif doesn't quote any of the dinim. Why does that mean you assume that he holds like Chizkiya? Most machmir shita. I think I can explain, but let's just finish. M'nezeh. Minastam. Okay, that's, you know, that's what we're supposed to read out of the Rif. Now, hold on. The Afagav,
the Rav Rabbi Yochanan Shabayu, is the rowing, Kevan the Chizkiya, Rabayu Have, Kabase Kanye.
Okay, since Chizkiya is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, we passing like Chizkiya against Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know, was Chizkiya really Rav's Rebbe? I thought Rebbe was Rav's Rebbe.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. Chizkiya was Rabbi Yochanan. What's that?
Isn't he a Tanya? Chizkiya is the one.
No, no. No, that's Hanan Yachid Rabbi Yeshua. No. Chizkiya is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. His first generation of Eretz Yisrael, but he's not Rav's Rebbe. Rav's Rebbe was Rebbe. Okay? Sorry for that coming out that way, but that's Rabbi Danasi. Okay? Right. So even though, see, Paskin's like Chizkiya. And he's saying maybe the Rif held that Rava doesn't hold like Rav that you say Rowan. He's just explaining what Rav holds, but not that Rava actually holds that way. Vizo. That seems to be excessive chumrah to read this way. Now, read the last line and then we'll just a couple of comments on it. I don't know if that's Rava or Rava. I mean, it's Rava and Aaron Gemara's. I'm not sure what the Ramban really had. That Rava or Rava has the principle of Rowan. What is that last line? That's a throwaway line. He's being machmir between a machlokas of earlier Rishonim.
Oh, that was Rashi.
Rashi and Tosos as to which lema pliga rava the rav. He just Havlah just throws out that line. That's the Maimra and Menachos that the Gemara on Kufches is asking from. Lema pliga rav, you know, rava the rava. Okay, because the real rava is in Menachos. Now, the last part of the Ramban, I'm not really sure is compelling, that the Rif must have held. That the Rif must have held like Chizkiah by his silence. The only argument, and it's still a very schwach argument, I mean, it's a good kasha why the Rif doesn't quote the whole Shachar V'Tayyeh or the Maskan of the Shachar V'Tayyeh. The Rambam might argue that because the Mishnah says that Yayin B'Yayin is Asur B'Kol Shehu, Yayin B'Yayin, Mayim B'Mayim is Asur B'Kol Shehu, that if the Rif doesn't offer the qualification, what are the Amoraim doing? The Mishnah says Yayin B'Yayin is Asur B'Kol Shehu. So the Amoraim are developing, are saying, but not always. That's one Amora says that Yayin B'Yayin is only Osir B'Koshu if Mayim doesn't get added later. And another Amora says that Yayin B'Yayin is only Osir B'Koshu if the Yayin fell into the Yayin first. But if some Mayim fell first, then you can use the Mayim to be Mvathal. Only Chizkiah says that nothing doing. It doesn't matter which order the Yayin and the Mayim fall into the Yayin. The only way it can happen is if the Yayin and the Mayim mix separately and are Batel. So the Rambam will say the fact that the Rif doesn't quote anything, he assumes the Mishnah is a blanket din.
I'm sorry, the implication of
Chizkiah
is what?
Chizkiah says that if you have Yayin Shebebor, if Yayin Esach falls in, even if Mayim fell in first, it still asers the bor. You don't say Roin Esmino Ke'ilu Eino of an Imsa Eino Mina Rabba Mavatlo. The only way you would say it according to Chizkiah is if the Yayin Esach falls directly into the water. And it's Batel, B'Shishim. And now the mixture falls into the bor. That's Mutter, because the Yayin Esach is already Avram and Olam. What?
That's in favor of Chana.
That's Chanan and no Rowan. So the truth is the Rambam might argue since the Mishnah utters a blanket din by the Rif silence, it means he holds it's always Aser. But the truth is that's still a weak argument, because even if you read the Mishnah as a blanket din, I might even argue that Chizkiah's din is Aser, that even if the Yenesach falls into Mayim first separately, and then the whole mixture falls in, maybe that's also called Yayim B'Yayim. Now you could say that's not called Yayim B'Yayim once it's Avram and Olam. But given that the Ramban's drawing this whole argument from silence, it's a little bit of a chalish argument. You know, why does the Rif not quote it? I don't know. It's a good question of Avodah Zarah. The pashtus would be the Rif doesn't quote it because he doesn't hold of it. I think it's very hard from our perspective to accept that. Not about the Ramban's perspective, because if you learn Yoredeya, it's such a davar pashut that you say Chanan by Basar B'Chalat at least. Behol Machlokes Machaber Ramah is by Shari Surin. By Shari Surin, but Basar B'Chalat. For sure, last man the public, and the svar of Rabbeinu Ephraim is so smooth, it goes down so nicely that you have two heterim and they join together and form one big happy unhappy union of Isser. And obviously it's Hanan, and to have someone say that you could take that basar and throw it into a pot and distribute the milk and you can't taste basar b'chalav and it's mutter, I mean, why it's so hard to understand? It's the Chachamim in the Braisa, and you could even read the Mishnah saying that, although it's not Beferish to claim the Mishnah, you can, you know, in Kufchas. Okay, we just don't think that way, because even the Mechaber says Hanan. You know, Kimat, all except for maybe the Rif. I think, I didn't have a chance to look yet, but the Rambam, I'm sure, quotes Hanan. I don't know, but I assume he only has it by Basar B'Chalav. I'm not sure, but just given what the Mechaber holds, I'm assuming that. So it's hard to imagine anybody wouldn't say Hanan, but maybe that's what the Rif holds. That's what the Rif holds. The silence is striking. You know, it's hard to imagine him not quoting it if he really, because it's such a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. Okay. And so that is based on what the Ramban says. That one point, again, is still not clear to me, but the Acherim Omrim, well, you know, understand where he's going. Now, there's the Ravid. The Ravid says, the Ravid says that, or what I think is the Ravid, I think it's the Ravid, that you don't say Hanan except for by Min Bimino, except when you say that Min Bimino is not Batel. If Min Bimino is Batel, then you don't say Hanan. So the only place then you would say Hanan, according to the Ravid, would be, you know, the way we would, if we paskim Mimino's Bata, would be by Yenesach and Tevel. That's the only place where, and Yenesach is really the case. Tevel you can always fix, but Yenesach you can fix. That's the only place we would say Hanan. And that's, of course, only if you assume that you say Hanan by Lach Belach. But according to the second approach of the Ramban, the Acherim Omrim, no, maybe you do say Hanan both by even by Mimbishay Nomino, even though Mimbishay Nomino is Batel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Chacham just disagree with the whole principle of Hanan. Maybe they feel that only God has the power to create Isurim, and we don't. Although we do, we have Basar B'chalav and Kalayim, but still. But the Ramban is not very uncomfortable with that, to say that the Rif Mamish doesn't hold of Chanan. Okay, fine. Are there any questions about that? Okay, so if you got through the Mechamos before Shir, then I think things should be pretty clear at this point. If you didn't, then you need to get through it, and I hope that you can clarify. You can always ask me questions about it. In terms of where we're going next, I want to do one more, the remaining Tosfosim on the Sugya, the issue of Rashbam and the Machlokas is a little bit complicated, but we'll do it. It's not so long. This is one or two more Tosfosim, so which we'll start on Sunday. And after that, I think we're going to go to Gemara Pesachim, the Sugya Ketzat Solom. I will send out Makoros for that. The Tosfosim here are... And I'm not even sure we're going to do the second. We'll do Have Min Mino V'Davar Acher, the Omer Rashbam. Okay? I think that we'll do that, unless I tell you otherwise, unless I send you Makaris and say, we're going straight to Ketzat Solon. I think Daf Ayin Vav or something, but I will send you out specific Makaros. What we're going to be doing is dealing now with the transference of Isurim. How does one Isur transfer to the other? That should probably take us to the end of this month. What are we doing Halacha tomorrow? What did we finish the last time? We don't really. What's that?